Yo, 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 it's your two brethren, Lizzie and Ilaria.
And welcome to 1 year here at No Idea.
Woo, just vibes. Yes, guys.
Bread, we made it to 1 year. What do you mean?
A whole year. 52 weeks of podcasting. Who would have thought it?
I definitely didn't think
Me,
it.
Me, I did not think it at all. I did not know anything at
Literally,
all.
Literally. But I'm gassed, man. We love it.
Honestly, we've done it and we're going to keep going because the bread affy bick.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. All right. So if you haven't been here before or you have, this is what today's episode has in store.
Mm-hmm. So obviously, guys, we're going to tell you about our week. What's been going on with your two favorite brethren.
And then after half time, we are going to discuss our main topic, which is, if you didn't know, Dior's new spring-summer menswear line is a complete collaboration with Travis Scott.
Oof.
So we will be discussing the marketing risk when tying your brand to just one person or influencer.
Ooh, God.
It's deep.
It's gonna be tasty.
It's deep.
We're ready. Travis, we're not done with you. We're not done with you just yet. But before we get into the main topic, Briddy, what's been going on in your week? It's a whole year. How are you doing it?
All right, then.
Come on.
So, last week I told you guys that this week was going to be mad.
Mm-hmm.
I had so many exciting things planned this week, concerts, events, and all of them were a complete letdown. Every single one of them were a complete letdown.
Oh, God.
So that was pretty depressing.
Mm.
However, I did want to shout out a lot of random things that caught my attention this week.
Okay.
So I'm going to reel them off.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to ask you about your week.
Okay, cool. Let's do quickfire. Come on.
Okay.
I'm ready.
First thing.
Boom.
Britney's free.
Britney's free. Yes.
Shout out Britney one time.
I saw that today.
Okay. Britney is free from her conservatorship after 13 years.
13 years. Damn. I didn't realize it was that long, you know.
13 years.
Damn.
And the next thing. DJ Khaled, who is known for the tagline, another one.
Mm-hmm.
He just launched in multiple countries his new restaurant called Another Wing.
Another Wing, guys.
If that is not fantastic marketing, I don't know what is.
Honestly, he's actually doing it, you know.
He literally is. And what's so smart about what he's done is that instead of buying actual restaurants, he has just located Another Wing in lots of different kitchens, which has allowed him to obviously save on rent and be able to launch across multiple countries.
So smart. The way he's infiltrated the market like that, you know. The guy is smart, you know. He actually says some sense in his stories, you know.
He is. So damn. I'm excited to try them wings.
Same, honestly. I'm ready.
Stay tuned. On one episode, we would have tried them and we're going to get into it.
Fully.
Now, the next thing was I watched the England-Australia rugby game.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know anything about me, I'm not a fan of rugby. I don't get it. It's brutal. It's savage. And most importantly, I'm quite scared of the size of men's thighs. Rugby players'
it's
thighs.
True, no.
They are scary.
Yes, they are huge. Like, they are packing in them thighs.
Trust me. So, however, I did actually watch that with my housemate, who was very patient with me and taught me all the rules, and I ended up quite enjoying it.
I'm screaming.
It's quite a tactical game. I loved it.
Mm.
And England won.
And England won. Okay, big up, big up. We love to hear that.
Now, it was also another big day in sport, specifically Formula One. And here's another person I'm not a fan of, Lewis Hamilton.
Okay, now why are you not a fan of him?
I think he's so up his own arse.
Oh, no.
And I don't get it. But what I will say is he had multiple penalties in this Formula One race in Brazil. One for his DRS flap, if you don't know what that is. When you're within 1 second of the car in front of you, you can open this DRS flap and it allows you to gain more speed and potentially overtake them.
Oh.
So there are strict rules in Formula One, and this was actually too big over the allocated size, and therefore he got penalized.
Ooh.
And he also got penalized because his car Mercedes changed their engine more times than they were allowed to. So he actually started way further back in the race than he normally does. Normally he's in first, second or third.
Nice.
And he actually started, I think, about 10th.
Yeah, I think I saw that actually. Yeah, weird for him because he's not usually that behind, is he?
No, honestly. And he came through and he won the race. And what I realised from that race is he is a bloody good driver. And I can think he's up his own arse, but he's bloody good at what he does.
Mm.
And I'm separating the two. So I want to shout him out one time.
No, I love that. I mean, we did even speak about this before in terms of separating the talent from the artist.
And I said I couldn't, and now I am.
And now you are. Look at the growth, Brid.
Yeah.
Look at the growth.
We're getting there.
I'm proud of you.
Now, another big, big thing.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Insecure is back, baby.
Yes.
If you don't know what that is, it is a fantastic TV show written and directed by Issa Rae.
Mm.
She also acts in it. Season 5 has just dropped.
Oh.
So if you don't know it or you do, I want you to go run that up.
Nah, honestly, I need to watch that. Have you watched the whole thing, Brid?
All of the episodes that are out so far, yeah.
Okay. Ooh, I bet it's saucy and tantalizing because even the trailer, I was warming my cockles, you know.
Honestly, juicy.
I was warm.
Juicy. And the last thing I've got to shout out, you know I'm a big fan of Strictly.
Yes, you do love Strictly.
And
yes.
I don't mention it every week, but this week I have to.
Okay, who's shining for you this
week? Okay, the two people this week that were mad.
Mm.
The first one is Reese Stevenson.
Yes, shout out to my boy Reese. Love him.
How do you know Reese?
I know Reese. We used to act together, actually. We're both members of the National Youth Theatre. And he is such a ball of energy. So to see him on a show like Strictly makes complete sense for me.
So he is also a presenter on CBBC, I believe.
Mm-hmm, indeed.
And he did a Charleston this week. And he has got very good footwork.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm.
And it was just unlike any other Charleston or dance I've seen. It was packed with unbelievable choreography.
Mm.
He did so many lifts. And then he leapfrogged. Whatever frogged.
Leapfrogged.
He frogged. Over his partner. I just thought, how does this guy jump so high?
Damn. He's got legs though.
Yeah, he does. And to seal it off, 10s across the board.
Oh, yes.
10s across the board, top of the leaderboard, Reese.
Was he the only one that week who got 10s across the board?
I believe so, yeah.
Come on, big up yourself, Reese, man. Big up yourself.
And the other person on Strictly that really shone for me was Rose Ailing Ellis. We've spoken about her before because she's the deaf contestant on the show.
Oh, yes.
But you're allowed to pick a couple's choice dance. And what that means is it's not an allocated Charleston or ballroom that's given to you by the show or the judges.
Mm-hmm.
But you can choose whatever you want. So you could choose to break dance if you want.
Okay.
And this dance was incredible because they did the beginning section of the dance. And then in the middle, the music went quiet.
Oh.
Like completely silent, and there was no music to show you what she experiences.
Oh my God, Brid, remember when we did that when we were watching Strictly?
We did that. We muted it to see what she heard. But she did this in the dance, and then after that segment, the music came back and it was just unreal. Like, it was super emotional. I cried so many times. It was just incredible to see how she is thriving and how that collaboration of people who can hear and those individuals that are deaf can come together to create absolute magic. And that there is so much that is left out if we don't cater for both communities in society to be a part of something.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
No, 100%. I fully get that. Like, the fact that they did that and added that extra layer, again, gives you visibility of what she has. And that's such a special thing because no one can be left out. Not on the dance floor, not in Strictly.
Not ever.
So, not ever. Like, I have mad respect for them that they did
man.
That.
Yeah, man.
That's beautiful.
So, although my week was slightly bum out, there were a lot of fun things that actually piqued my interest,
honestly, a lot of fun things. Like, the way you describe Strictly, makes me want to go and watch those performances.
There were some real moments.
Like, genuinely.
Bro.
I feel that. I feel that.
Well, tell me about you, Brid. What did this week have in store?
Do you know what? I feel like in the spirit of, you know, letdowns and whatever, I feel like this week was very much just a hit and miss across the whole fucking board.
You reckon?
Like, genuinely. Like, things that were meant to be hitting were not hitting, and a lot of things were missed. And I was just like, what's going on? Where is the synchronization with the week?
Literally.
So, I need to start with a hit, then I'll end with a miss, and then we'll keep it moving. You know what I mean?
Let's go.
So, the hit of the week, I mean, a lot of people in my social network would have known that it was Knux's birthday this week.
Yes.
And he sealed it with a performance in Islington, which he brought out so many friends to. And then he ended with an after party, which I was invited to. And honest to God, it was just a beautiful evening of like music, great company. And honestly, just chatting to him and like the boys, I'm referring to is just like Kadiat and Miles from Kinshasa, the guys who I did the shoot for. Don't be an op. If you want to go watch it, please do. Honestly, the night was just so good just to catch up with those people and also like celebrate such a big moment for Knux as an artist, especially because that show sold out like in like record time as well.
I looked on your story and there wasn't much on there and I said, she's either living or it's the worst night ever. That's what happens when there's not a lot of social media. Literally. It's either the best or it's the worst. And I'm so happy.
No, it was honestly,
it's the best.
Honestly, Brid, it was so good. Like the rooms, it was kind of a mix because it was held in Proud City, so there's like two rooms. Mm-hmm. And like the main music floor was like almost like South African house, like Ampiano vibes, and then the other room was like your Afrobeat, your sort of like hip-hop rap, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And it was a nice balance between the two, and everyone was very much like weaving in between the two, which was so nice.
Yeah,
but yeah, honestly, it was such a great night. And also I met one of our brethren, Briddy.
Who?
Ampy.fm.
Oh my god, shut up.
Man like Amps.
Shout out Ampy FM, yeah, guys.
Honestly.
And what was he saying?
Man, he was saying a lot. He was saying a lot, but he was saying good things. You know what I'm saying?
Good.
It was just a vibe, like honestly, a vibe through and through. So much musical beauty, and it was a stunning evening. I can't complain, guys. It really was a hit of the week.
Good. Do you want to know something really stupid?
Mm.
Obviously, guys, I edit the episode, right? Mm. And every time I listen to you speak, we're obviously listening out for certain things.
Mm.
But I feel like sometimes I'm wearing my editing hat. And as a result, I just like sometimes sit here and count the amount of times that you say like.
Oh,
and I have
no.
to edit it out. So I want you guys to listen and try and count them from here on out. Okay?
Why are you exposing man like this? I don't even clock this.
No, because do you know what? We used to do this in sales. We used to actually listen back to our calls.
Yes, you're quite right.
And you realise the filler words you use.
You're quite right.
And only because I edit do I know what I have to take out and how it's going to sound.
Mm.
And I'm just here giggling.
Oh, no. Do you know what? That is a sign for me to speak more succinctly. And from that moment, I will try to do that.
Me too, honestly.
Oh, God. Well, that was a great hit of the week, guys, for me. Knux's birthday. Shout out to you, Knux.
Yeah, man.
And then we had the miss.
Okay.
We had the miss of
Let's
the week.
Let's miss together.
Now, the miss of the week, obviously, we went out, you know, to an event at White City House.
Is this the miss?
You know them nights, guys, where you're, like, proper looking forward to it? Like, that is the milestone at the end of the week that you are, like, you know... hyping up your brethrens with, and you're like, yeah, we're gonna go in, like it's gonna be good. It wasn't
every weekday we were messaging each other being like one less sleep now before Friday night,
literally. And it was just such a miss. Like,
it was a belly flop.
Not gonna lie, shout out to Tiffany Calver because she did what she could there, right? The music was like good in terms of her set, however I feel like it was such a mix of genres. It was very confusing in terms of, you know, what vibe you could really ride.
You literally hit the nail on the head.
There it is.
It was a mix and it was confusing. It was like one up, one down.
Yes, honestly.
Like you'd get up and you'd be like, okay, Drake, what are you saying?
Yeah.
And then the next moment it's S Club 7.
No.
It wasn't actually, but it was something so polar that I was like,
no.
Right then.
Honestly, the way we like kept getting up and then sitting back down, it's just like, that's a sign of like, inconsistency in music.
That's a sign of a gym workout. No one wanted to be squatting. Do you know
it's
what I mean?
True.
Up, down, shake it all about.
Not at all. Like no one was really going in because I felt like you couldn't really do that because you just didn't know what was coming. Mm. There was no like wave to ride in a way. And that was kind of sad. But I mean, look, I was with you, Brid. We had our good sis, Lucia. Shout out to you one
Shout
time.
Shout out, Lucia, man.
And, you know, it was a miss.
It happens. And it could have been great. So you've got to go to these things anyway.
Honestly, bruv, you've got to have a good balance in your life. You know, I'll always talk about the balance.
Yes,
you know
ma'am. What I'm
but yeah, guys, that was pretty much my week. There was a lot going on, a lot of boring stuff, but y'all don't need to know about that. So, Brid, let's get into the plug segment.
Okay, it's half time. I am going to tell you who I'm plugging, and I am so gassed. Mm. Every week, I know I found a plug that's better than the week before.
Oh, yes. Just as good. Come on.
And this week, I am excited to plug Home Safe London.
Ooh.
I want you to find them on Instagram. It is Home Safe, and then London spelt LDN.
Mm-hmm.
They are a non-profit organization.
Mm-hmm.
And their focus is to help cover the cost of Uber journeys for people at night in London.
Oh my God, I think I read an article about this, but I didn't know that was their name.
Honestly, they literally just ask you to email them your receipt. And it basically was born out of safety needed for women and girls, especially at this time.
Mm.
But it is for all genders and all ages. And they literally operate off donations on a GoFundMe page.
Oh, wow.
And you can find the link in their bio. So I want you guys to go have a look, check it out, donate a fiver if you can here and there, but also claim it. If you're out and you can't afford to get home safe, then they're putting money towards your Uber. And I think it's a fucking beautiful thing, because when these things go wrong, the Sarah Everard cases and so forth.
No, 100%.
You wonder, what can we do?
Mm.
Now, the police have got to change a lot.
Oh, 100%.
Men have got to change a lot.
Yeah.
But what are the imminent steps we can put in place to make sure that something's actionable in the here and now?
Mm-hmm.
Big and facts. These guys have gone and done that. So Home Safe London, be safe.
And get home as well.
And that's literally it.
Shout out to them one
time.
Yeah,
man. What a good plug, hey?
That is a great plug, Brid. Thank you for telling me the name. Because I genuinely saw it and I was like, oh, that's a good initiative. But
yeah, beautiful.
No, I love that. I love that.
All right, Brittany. What about you? What are you plugging this week?
Okay, so this week, guys, I am plugging a duo who I stumbled across so graciously this week. And I had to put you guys onto them because they are honestly energy crew through and through. And I'm here for it. So these guys are called Jay Montel, spelt JY_MNTL. And they are two cousins who basically cover the whole spectrum of creativity, music, acting, dancing. Like, they are honestly just two wonderful individuals, great energy. And guys, when I tell you their music bangs, it really bangs. Like, it really, really bangs. And
do they make music together?
They do make music together. Cool. And I need to actually put you guys onto their latest project, which you can stream on Spotify and I believe all other streaming platforms. And it's called No Borders. And honestly, it's like 6 songs. They've got some sick features in there. And I just need you guys to run it up because they're a vibe. And if you like our vibe, I'm sure you'll like theirs as well.
I love that. I'm excited. I didn't know honestly. They were cousins as well.
Yeah, they were cousins. They're cousins.
Beautiful.
They're just such beautiful people, man.
Family,
honestly.
Man.
Listen to their EP, No Borders. And if you want 2 songs to jump into straight away, listen to Light and Lidl. Those two are my vibe.
Shout out Lidl.
Honestly, shout out Lidl one time.
Yeah, man.
One time.
Shout out Aldi too, do you know what I mean? Because you guys are doing the thing as well.
It's true, it's true.
Okay, well, shall we jump into our main topic?
Yes, let's sail right in, Brady.
Okay, guys. Okay. So, Travis Scott and Dior.
Mm.
What is there to know?
Oof.
So, the entire Dior Spring Summer menswear collection is a collaboration with Travis Scott.
Mm-hmm.
And it has already been manufactured and is set to be shipped to stores by January. Because these things have to be cut 6 months in advance.
Mm.
So at the time, Dior must have thought that this was an invaluable collaboration with who they looked at as like a youth culture titan.
Mm-hmm.
We can all agree that Travis Scott was dominating on so many levels.
100%.
Right?
Yeah.
But now people are calling it an apocalyptic marketing turn for the brand because of the tragedy at Astroworld.
Mm.
And if you guys don't know about Astroworld, we talked about it in length in our last episode, but it was a festival created by Travis Scott where 10 people now lost their lives in a massive crowd surge. We won't go too much into that, but I do have 2 questions that I want to discuss.
Okay, Brid, let's go.
So
this
Brid,
one's a bit tasty and all.
Question number one. What should Dior do? Because they've already made, but obviously what we know is that Travis Scott is now a negative figure in the press currently. And I can't see this being settled or being put to bed in the next 3 months. The Dior line would have already come out. What should they do?
Right. Now, in my opinion, you know, having worked in fashion and understanding how long these timelines are to actually create these things, I understand it's a pain, right? You've spent so much money. You've already gone through so many rounds of approval in terms of the designs and cuts and quantities and all of this. But I think for Dior as a brand, if they're actually looking at the longevity and like where they stand from like a position of social responsibility, they cannot release that collection. It's just not a good idea. If you release that collection, you're going to have so much hate towards you. And I'm sorry, I don't even care how much money it costs. I believe that the reputation that Dior have built for themselves over the many years which they've been active for, it's not going to scratch the surface. They can come back from it.
So do you think that they should just miss out their whole menswear collection then? Because they're not going to have time to recreate something.
I think they can miss it out. I'm sorry. If needs be, partner with someone else or redirect them. There are different options that they can do. I think they just need to take this L and miss that whole collection because it can't run. Like, there isn't going to be enough good to outweigh the bad that would come from this collection. It doesn't even take a genius to conclude that. From what's been told on the news, whether it's hearsay or fact, like, this is the general consensus towards Travis Scott, and you need to think about, okay, what opinion is going to be attached to my brand as a result, you know? That's me. But Brid, what are you saying?
I literally wrote down exactly the same as you. I put, it's about social responsibility.
Yeah.
That needs to be in line as well with your brand image, because unfortunately the timing is not great for you. And the media is going to be all over this, and it will to a degree tarnish your reputation.
Yes.
Now, I think we also have to acknowledge that there are people that believe Travis is not guilty of knowing what happened or seeing, being aware of what happened at his concert. And there are people who do believe it. I don't know if he's not taken to court, whether there will be a guilty or innocent verdict. However, we have to understand that part of society is putting, you know, negative views onto his brand image, and it is attached to yours. I also definitely agree with you. I don't think they should release it.
No.
I think they should pump their focus and their money into the women's wear collection. I think they should just take the L financially. And like you said, they can manage that, I'm sure. But also, we do have to just throw the question out. We don't know what's in the contract between Dior and Travis Scott and whether that's even an option for them.
That's very, very true.
Do you know what I mean?
Very, very true.
You have to understand that you are going to have to pump more money into PR if you do release this.
Yes. And I'm sorry, for a whole collection, yes, you know, people say that bad PR is still good, is still PR. You don't even want the avalanche of bad PR that would come from that, because there's no question to say that you as a brand wouldn't be able to come back from that. Like,
for sure,
you know.
Right, now the more important question is the broader question that comes with this, and that's not just focused on Travis. For me, the question here is, do we give too much power to influencers within our marketing plan? We obviously know that we've moved towards an era where influencer marketing is really lucrative, right? But are we putting too much power on that? Is this an example of where we need to cut back on that?
What, because of the risk that's involved with it?
Perhaps. I'm asking you, sis.
I mean, I just wanted to...
I'm asking you, sis.
I wanted to clarify on that point.
It's whatever you think.
I mean, I think, yes, you're right. You know, the way how the world is going at the moment, influencer marketing is very much growing because people are starting to, you know, create patterns in terms of what's working. How can I get myself out there? How can I, you know, reach out to brands to do this X, Y, Z? But I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing, influencer marketing. I think the only thing that could be negative that comes from it is whether the people who are seen as influencers in society, whether they're ready for that, for the level of responsibility that comes with being an influencer in a way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I feel like if you're just an influencer, I think there's a difference between influencer and influential because of your talent.
Yeah, so like an influencer and then like an influential voice, for example.
Exactly. And I think when you get to a point where you have a big platform, whether that's an influential voice or an influencer, I think you have to start to look at your purpose, I guess, a little bit differently before you jump in bed with those brand partnerships.
100%.
Before that, I think it's whatever you want to push, whatever your narrative is, right? I do then start to think you have to think a bit deeper about how far your voice transcends and when you do pair with a brand, what voice are you both collaboratively trying to push?
Yes.
Because that becomes different, you know?
100%. And also what that means for you as an individual, because I feel like, you know, influencers or influential voices, like when you're associated with a brand through a collaboration, there's a whole new like audience that you're going to be attracting and, you know,
trying to align with.
And I think that's a lot of pressure, first of all, to put on someone, especially, you know, if it's a completely new audience to them and they're doing it for, you know, money or whatever. But I think even in saying that, you kind of need to question what the intent is behind those partnerships. Is it simply for money? Is it because you genuinely like believe in this company and what they're trying to push? Or is it just for clout? Do you know what I mean? Because we're in a day and age where clout chasers are very much real and it's ruining, if not killing, our people.
Totally. And I think there is definitely an argument to say that pairing with big people is partly to get that reach, and that is trumping their voice. And I think I'm saying that because we know music. We know the arts.
Yes.
It takes one photo from an after party to potentially ruin your reputation.
Absolutely.
And any brand that you've assimilated with. Do you know what I mean?
So without it's question.
For me, if you're going to partner with someone with a big name, what about Amanda Gorman?
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? What about a poet?
Big facts.
You know what I'm
big
saying?
Big facts.
What about J.K. Rowling? What about an author? You know what I'm saying? But actually, you're trying to get on this hype wave because music is considered cool and hip and what have you. But actually, there are more risks within the arts sometimes because you have more flamboyant characters that could just lose everything
100%.
In one moment.
100%.
And I think a risk assessment has to be done within those brands, you know, for that purpose.
Yes. I think it's so important in terms of preserving like who you are, why you started what you've started in the first place, in terms of that person of influence, because the way how these brands work as well, they will want you to sort of conform to whatever ideals they have of you in terms of like a money-making perspective, or, you know, okay, this person has this much reach and is like an international superstar. So of course, in terms of the reach that we can get through them, we need them to be in a certain, in like to appear in a certain manner. But I think that's a dangerous place for influencers or influential voices, because you lose who you are, you lose who your purpose is if you're not strong within yourself in a way.
And also, I think a brand can't ask you to change your voice, which is why I think it's even more imperative for brands to pair with voices that match their own.
That align.
To a degree, because maybe at all of the launch parties of this collaboration with Travis, for example, he's assimilating to their narrative.
Yeah.
But outside of that, he don't have to do shit. And his voice is entirely different. Or his way of life is entirely different, for example. And you can't control that, because that's not within the contract of your partnership.
Of course. Of course.
I also wrote this down. I put, Dior. I put, and I wrote this little rant.
Okay,
I said,
go
Dior,
for it.
If I could speak to you now. I said, Dior, you diversify your designs. You diversify your marketing. You need to, in life, diversify your assets. Why the fuck are you not diversifying your collaborations?
Big facts.
That's what I said. I said,
big facts.
I said maybe a couple feature pieces with Travis meant that you could pull those two items and still had a, have a line. Why on earth, after all of these Love Island series, have you put all your eggs in one basket?
No,
on Do you know what I mean?
She's done the Love Island reference, people.
Because listen, Dior, had you had five different collaborators, you would not be in this position. But I think it's Jacquees said, you risked it all.
Risk it all around,
Do you know what I mean?
Risk it all. Yes, I know what you
my
mean.
My thing is,
they
you
do.
Risked it all with one voice that, in my opinion, doesn't actually match with your brand so well.
Not at all, bruv.
Okay, and you have literally given your put your whole reputation for a whole line of menswear in the hands of someone, and this could be anyone, not just Travis, of anyone in music or the arts or human beings who are unpredictable anyway, who could just fuck it all.
Yes, 100%. Wait, but in saying that, Brit, do you mean that with these brands or with collaborations, there should always be multiple people on the roster to act as like a safety net in a way?
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, either in this instance, the whole line shouldn't have been Travis. It should have been a couple of pieces. Or you could do it with, I don't know, three different people. But the point is, if you've put this whole line under one person's name, you are then on your knees at the beck and call of that one person not fucking up. And that one person, in my opinion, fucked up.
He fucked up.
And as a result, you either have no line, or you have a line that is going to cost you a shit ton more money and a lot of people lost.
Yes, you know what I'm saying? You're going to lose a fat ton of your consumer base.
Because I'm not sure how many people, just because of this bad timing, and it is unfortunate, right? If this was in 6-8 months' time, maybe this would have been put to bed. Maybe more information would come to light. Maybe, you know, Britney being free would have been more important. But at the moment, this is the headline, and it will be because lives have been lost.
Yes.
And that doesn't disappear ever.
Not at all.
Ever.
That's a permanent state.
Do you know what I mean? And he may be cut, Travis Scott, from performing at all other concerts. God, there's a petition on change.org to rip him off Coachella lineup.
I'm screaming.
So my point is, it is bad timing, but unfortunately you single-handedly as a company have left yourself in a massive pot of shit.
It's tough. Do you know why it's tough? Because obviously brand collaborations happen all the fucking time. Like, this isn't something that is news to us, you know. Taking Love Island, for example, most, you know, contestants pair with like I Saw It First or
how many products do those fast fashion companies have?
It's true.
You have one line on Misguided, is collaboration with Anne Marie. But the rest, if you pull that whole line, you'd still have stuff on your website.
Yeah, you're quite
right. The point is, you're looking at these luxury brands who actually put together a show, you know, who put together these shows once every 4 years
for
different seasons. And they're bespoke and they're small and they're beautiful and the quality is amazing. They're expensive to make and to buy. This is not your fast fashion type shit.
It's not. Like, these are quality garms. But could they have really foreseen something like this happening with Travis Scott? Of course not. But
they could have never foreseen it. What they could have foreseen is understanding the risk attached to not diversifying. Par exemple, us as people, okay, we get our money from our salary. And then we put some in our savings. Boom, we've already saved ourselves. We transfer some to an ISA. Boom. We invest in shares. We invest in gold. Why are we doing that? Because if we got fired tomorrow, or we didn't get our pension, or gold plummeted, you've still got other ways.
You've got a safety net in there.
That is just the basic, right? I feel like where Dior is now, they should have definitely known that. They've been in the game long enough.
It's true,
and
you're not.
We also know how volatile human beings are.
Yes, that is a big fact.
And we also know we're living in a world where people are getting cancelled left, right and centre.
Honestly.
We're in the height of that. So if any time is a time where you can say, you know, you knew, then this is the time to say, you definitely know how tumultuous influencer marketing and brand partnerships can be.
100%. No, you're quite right. Especially in the culture that we're in. Like, the way how, like, first of all, news travels fast. The recklessness of people in the public eye at the moment. Like, it is crazy. And I completely agree. The risk assessment should have been done. To do an entire collection, like, for one gender based on this one individual, I'm sorry, that's not a wise thing to do.
And do you know what? Multiple brands would have done it. God knows, maybe I would have done it. But the point is, we learn from this. Every brand will learn from this. Dior will learn from this.
Yes.
But I'm excited to see what they do. Do they pull it? Do they not?
I'm very curious. I'm very, very curious. We'll have to wait and see, guys.
Yeah, man. So let us know your thoughts. Let us know if you think we're being too harsh or we haven't been harsh enough.
Oh, now that's what I want to hear.
Right, Bridie, let's end on a tip for next week. What you got for me?
Okay, so we're coming from our good family at We The Urban. Shout out to them one time.
Shout out to them two times.
Always, always. We love their stuff.
We do.
And this one is very simple, but it spoke to me this week and I wanted to speak to y'all about it. So here goes. Empathy becomes expensive when you have empathy for everyone but yourself. Yeah.
That is so true.
Yeah.
I needed to hear that.
I think you needed to hear that, Brid. Yeah.
I bless you for that.
Mate, I'll take it. No worries.
I love that.
Honestly. Easy. Remember to, like, don't forget yourself, people. You can look after loads of people. You can look after everyone else, but you cannot forget yourself in the trenches, because you've just got you at the end of the day.
In the fucking trenches,
in
bro,
the
bro.
Fucking trenches,
get your
bro.
Wellies on, son.
Honestly, bro, it's cold out here, man. It's cold out here, man.
Crikey.
But yeah, man, take that good word. And Brid, what's your tip for the week?
Okay, my tip is simple as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not necessarily a tip, it's just something to remember.
Mm.
It made me feel good. It's kind of cute.
Okay, cuteness.
Some stranger somewhere still remembers you because you were kind to them when no one else was.
Yeah. That's a nice one.
So, yeah, I challenge you to remember that and be happy that you helped someone who's still out there, still remembers you.
100%.
But also, I want you to sit back and try and remember who you have been kind to, who still remembers you.
Yes, big facts.
I think I've said that correctly.
I think you did.
I hope so. If not, you guys know what I mean. You're all smart at it. You're all smart at it. If not, go study. Go read a book. I need to. God knows I need it.
Lord above.
Well, one year later.
1 year.
1 year older.
Mm.
1 year dumber for me. Don't know about you, Brid.
But we're still baking the bread, guys.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Every fucking week.
Guys, good blessings for the week.
Mm.
Okay, I wish you the best. I wish myself the best.
Yes.
Brid, I wish you the best.
Oh, thank you, good Brid.
And we're going to catch up with y'all next week.
Honestly, guys, send in good energy, positive vibes. Do something for yourself this week and remember, you are loved. It's been your girl Lizzie
and it's Ilaria. We out. Bye, bitch.